You mentioned in passing earlier on about your first game. Indeed, you said mentioned was London Irish. And that was on the...
London Irish was my first Premiership.
Premiership, that's yeah. right, for the first 15.
Yeah, yeah.
15th April 2001, as you say, scored a try yeah. in that game. Was that a long run in, or over the last few yards?
Yeah, so I remember it well. So they'd thrown a load of us in because I think Gloucester had their Heineken Cup semi-final the following week against Llanelli, and obviously I was
Leicester.
I was nowhere near being considered for that. I was sort of junior at that stage. So so what they did was they basically put out a second team, and they gave I think five of us from the academy an opportunity. Wasn't a great game from memory. I think we lost them like 21-7, didn't we, or 28-7. But I scored late on, which, yeah, you obviously, most of the time, the result means more than your individual performance because it's a team game. But I guess in instances like that, where you're getting these sort of one-off opportunities to prove yourself, in some ways, how you do is better than, more important than how... Yeah, one of the few occasions where I think that's the case. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a great game. From memory, I don't think we played very well, but I scored quite late on. And I think we just got a penalty around the 10-metre line. I just, I was fairly rough and ready, and I just grabbed the ball and I just did a tap and go like a scrum half. Maybe 35 metres out. And they weren't really expecting it, and then I sort of stepped through the line and scored under the post. So... yeah, it was a great moment. I think I had a lot of family there. My dad's office, as I said, is right near to the Majeski. So great memory. I think I played in the back row with Steve Ojomo that day. Some of my other buddies got, and Johnny Goodridge, I think, made his debut that day as well, which was a special moment. For both of us, being such old friends, to then sort of get your debut together was, pretty special. So, good day, and then I think that sort of pits you in their thought process in terms of squads for the following year. So,
of course, that was late in the season. That was the only game you played that season.
Yes. Yeah.
But then the following season, you really broke through with 26 games and 14 tries.
Yeah.
So you had a very good season.
Yeah, it's probably one of my best, to be honest. I think I was a bit lucky with injuries that season compared to others. Where I struggled to put games together, but so I think what happened was I think I actually went on a couple of England sevens tours, and then I remember it's a bit controversial because I'd gone to the Australia sevens leg in Sydney, and then flew to Wellington, and when I arrived in Wellington, I had a voicemail from Philippe Saint-André saying Andy Hazler got injured, and I had to fly home straight away. So I literally got back on the plane to Sydney and then flew back. I think I arrived here on the Wednesday afternoon, just about made training, and then played, I think, against London Irish that weekend.
And that was with jet lag, I should imagine.
Yeah, bit of jet lag. But I was happy, even though playing ring sevens is fantastic, in those days, all you want to do is break into that first team, get a first team contract. So I was happy. I can't remember if that was Andy Hazel's big injury. Either that was a very long injury, or then he came back and then got injured straight away again. So Andy Hazel is a very good friend of mine. He had a lot of misfortune that year, and which was big shame for him. But I think that really, without him getting those injuries, I wouldn't have sort of played that level of games that year. And I wasn't a seven either, but the French were a bit looser with the sort of numbers on the back of your shirt, so I sort of just filled in at seven. I've got to say, I think I was a pretty average number seven, but I was contributing in other ways around the pitch. So, that in many ways, that's one of my favourite seasons.
There was a hat-trick, well, two hat-tricks, in fact. One against Caerphilly in the Challenge Cup.
That was here, yeah.
And another one against Bristol in the Paragon.
Yes, yeah. So that was 2000
and... That's that season, 2001-2002.
Yeah, okay. So it wasn't the year we won the Paragon. Yeah, so I remember At Kafiga, I remember that well because it was Henry Poole's debut. I think we scored 100 points that day, didn't we?
96.
I thought we got to 100. Yeah, that was a good day. This place is really bouncing because it Henry Poole's debut and everyone's really excited about that. And we obviously smashed poor Kafiga. Big score that day. And then, yeah, the Bristol hat-trick. They saw... Yeah, so I scored 2 hat-tricks against Bristol away from home. So they sort of, in my head, they sort of merge into one. I can't quite differentiate the different scores and stuff. But I was lucky enough. I had some good times down at Bristol away. They're often high-scoring games against Bristol. They're always pretty fun games to play in.
Then at the end of that season was the Zurich final against Bristol.
Yes.
And you were in the back row there with Junior Paramore and Jake Boer.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good back row.
Yeah, I loved playing those guys. And then, you know, I think again Andy Hazel was probably injured. I think Pete Buxton came the following year from memory. So yeah, I love playing that back row. I think, you know, there was lots of different attributes. You know, Junior was obviously a big, big ball carrier, as was Jake really. I ran around like a lunatic as usual. Line out forward. So really enjoyed that era. And I think particularly when Pete Buxton sort of came into that mix, that was a really competitive time because the five of us compete for those 3 slots, and I think we all always got on well, but you know, we all pushed each other and made each other better players. We'd all get together off training, practice our tackling and our defensive stuff. I think what's nice about the five of us, you probably pick horses for courses a little bit and pick on form when guys are playing well and not playing so well. So yeah, I think that little era is probably my favourite time at Gloucester, that year and the following year. Mm-hmm. And you know, really enjoyable guys to play with in that back row.
Have you actually got a favourite position in the back row?
Yeah, number 8, definitely. Mm-hmm. I just didn't consider myself a 7. I wouldn't have picked myself at 7. 6 or 8. 8 because you get opportunities to pick up at the base of the scrum. Sometimes 6 gives you a lot of opportunities to get your hands on the ball because you're not hitting that first ruck. So then you get to often carry off the second phase. But yeah, number 8 was my favourite position.
And of course you played in the centre later on.
Yeah.
That was a revelation.
Yeah, it was good experience again. I'm not sure. Yeah, it was because of injuries, you know.
I appreciate that.
It wasn't picked there on merit, but it's a lot of fun. I remember it's very nerve wracking. We played Newcastle here, and that their midfield that day was certain Johnny Wilkinson, Jamie Noon, and Matthew Tate. I'm sort of stood there at centre going, what's going on? You know, this is probably one of the best midfield partnerships probably in the world right now. So, but I actually did okay that day. I'm not sure it was because the number on the back of my shirt. But I think I scored a couple of tries from memory. And then I think I played in the sort of Premiership. We had a Premiership playoff that day. That was a Premiership playoff, in fact. That was like some sort of playoff for like 5th place, the last Heineken Cup place or something like that. So then, because I'm not sure they actually called them in like Premiership history, because it was a bit of a weird one that year. That Newcastle game and the Saracens final at Twickenham was some sort of playoff. Because I noticed that there was a thing produced recently about forwards that played in the backs, and I don't think they listed me. Yeah. As a Premiership.
It's a season when they had a wild card.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah. Those games were the wild card. So actually, yeah. I don't think when they do the stats about forwards, they did this. I saw it on social media. it listed all the sort of Premier forwards that started games in the Premiership in the backs, and my name wasn't there, and I think it's because they sort of almost discounted those two games because they're sort of not Premiership, because they're these sort of wild card. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, you know. It's pretty nerve wracking, but good experience. And I think Sinbad was 13 that day, so quite fun to play in the centres with him.